According to Steve Harvey, when you are grateful and full of gratitude, you cannot be depressed. You cannot be happy and sad at the same time. Welcome to today's episode on Elevate Life Podcast with Ben Norrie, the B to the E to the WNORY. Last week we lost a superhero, a man that served with scar and pain, one that knew what it meant to give back no matter what it cost, a legend, Chadwick Boseman. So today's episode was dedicated to you. Rest in peace. According to people.com, continuing to work throughout his illness, Boseman chose to prioritize bringing important stories to life. His career left an indelible legacy for black audiences with his years of playing legendary figures including Jackie Robinson and Thurgood Marshall, culminating in his groundbreaking performance as King T'Challa in Marvel's 2018 film The Black Panther. Chadwick Boseman was a great actor and a character that touched people all over the world, not just because of the movies he made, but how he left us and the message he left behind. The message is simple, that you need to serve with your scars and pain. But most importantly, you have to be grateful for what you have, because if you're not grateful, you cannot serve. If you're not grateful, you cannot be the best you can be. If you're not grateful, you will be depressed. Every one of us have our pains and our scars locked up that no one sees. We need to be there and show love to each other, because you don't know my pain and I cannot measure your scar or what you have been through. But I can show you love. I can support you. I can encourage you with a word or two. I can put my hand on your shoulder and make you know I care. Learn to be grateful, because when you're grateful, it makes you happy. So he walked continuously with his scar and the pain he was going through daily, and nobody knew, nobody saw it, nobody felt it. Only those in his inner circle knew, and they were there for him. That's why he comes out full of life, full of energy. He was someone that was grateful, even though he knew what he was going through, but he was grateful. He was full of gratitude. He knew he had to pour out himself for humanity. He gave his all. He spent his life till the last breath serving humanity. Do you know he got married to someone? He gave her his name. It hurts. You know, life is not just about you. Life is not just about you alone. What you want to get, what you want to have. Life is about people. We are created to connect, to be there for one another. But you cannot do this if you're not someone that has a heart of gratitude. Every one of us have a level of pain. Every one of us have his or her scars locked up. Some are emotions, struggling with psychological things in their minds. Nobody has it all. Even those that have wealth enough, there's a vacuum inside of you that only God can fill. And when you have him in there, peace and joy will fill your heart. Every single person is going through something. No matter who you are, there's something you go through. No matter what it is that is locked up inside you as a scar or pain, you have to learn to be grateful for what you have and where you are. Be grateful each morning once your eyes pops open. Be grateful for your health, as long as your systems, your organs, your cells and your tissues are in order. Just get excited, no matter where you woke up from, whether on the floor, on the bed, on the sofa, outside under the bridge, or wherever you woke up from. As long as you're healthy, you're wealthy. Write down or think about daily the things you are grateful for. To be grateful for the air you breathe. When you step out of the house, look up to the sky and be grateful for the sky. Be grateful for the sun. Be grateful for the rain. Be grateful for the plants, the food you eat, the water you drink. Be grateful for the things around you. Be grateful for everything you see. Be grateful for your family. Be grateful for your kids. Be grateful for your wife. Be grateful for your brother. Be grateful for your sister. Be grateful for your friends if you don't have a brother or a sister. Be grateful for your country, for where you're born, and make sure you check up on your people. Make sure you check up on your friends. Just a call away, just a text away. Every one of us have our scars and our pains locked in. So show love as you serve with your scar. Thank you so much for listening to Elevate Life Podcast with Ben Nori. We do this again next week. As you follow me on Facebook, Elevate Life Podcast with Ben Nori. Thank you so much. I appreciate you as you elevate one step at a time without crime. Bye.